Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you're here again. You're my life. Oh,
We thank you because no one comes to this place by chance. We thank you because of the word of prophecy that has gone forth on this meeting. That you shall move in a new way. Lord, and that cases that have been long and neglected, that you will cause a reversal. I give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Wonderful God. Enough is enough of satanic harassment of your children. This very night, do things in the life of your children that will make the devil sad. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever has been struggling with you for your divine destiny, we cut off their hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cut off their hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, please lay your right hand on your head. And you pray this prayer like a wounded lion. I challenge all my internal enemies. By fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes, open your mouth and begin to challenge them. Yes. Use your hope. Masikapote, seteke ya moshenke laba. Rikipia, deria, apotasa. In Jesus' name.
Luka Jesu lagadura.
Aha.
Then.
Let there be silence, beloved. I see three sisters. All three of you are from Ogun State. But right there where you are,
there
is a strange hand that has been pursuing you. But there, the heavenly surgeon is standing by your side, cutting off these things, cutting it off. That's right. Aha!
Then,
that's right. You that marine padlock.
Iwa gada godu e omi.
Break.
So
break.
So
break.
So
break.
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 Break. In the name of Jesus. Let us wait for that to happen.
Yes, I grew up in SLL.
Any twin sister or brother. Collecting anybody's blessing in the spirit world.
Loose
your hold. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let there be silence. I see still a few marine padlocks that have been used to padlock some people's marriages. Yes. In the name which is above all names, the name of Jesus, you the marine padlock, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Silence. Thank you,
Jesus.
Wonderful God. This is
1999.
The midnight year. Another millennium is coming. We refuse to allow any of our blessings to disappear with this millennium. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have
a
say, God bless you. And I want you to be very, very attentive. We are touching a very delicate nerve here tonight. And we are touching a very, very aggressive enemy. Very aggressive enemy. I would like you to be very attentive. And listen very well. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1.
Luke, orikini.
Let's look at verse 74.
Ese ikeri lini adori.
Say, what is our topic?
Eli ma so pe kini akuri wa.
It is called power against.
Apeni agbara.
Spirit wife and spirit husband.
Lati bori oko orun ati aye orun.
What is our topic again?
Kini akori wa lekan si.
If you want a shorter thing, you can say power against spiritual spouses.
Bo ba si wo o le pe ni agbara lati bori oko tabi aya orun.
Power against evil marriage, anyone?
Abi agbara lati bori igbeyawo buburu.
Aha. I'm touching a very delicate nerve now, the kind of thing the enemy does not want us to talk about. Luke chapter
1,
look at the wonderful verse 74 and verse 75. And I want all of us to confess it out loud. Are we ready? Luke 1:74-75. Let's go, that he will grant unto us that we be delivered out of the hand of our enemies, my serving without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Can you read that again out loud? Look at that verse very closely. It means that if a person is not delivered from the hand of the enemies, he will not be able to serve God without fear. Even the holiness message, you won't be able to follow it.
The
one for righteousness, he will not be able to. Because he is still under the care of his enemies. Close your eyes again. This night, my enemies shall cry. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Then we pray. But thank God for this wonderful promise.
He
says we shall be delivered out of their hands. Then Isaiah chapter 49. One of my favorite scriptures.
Isaiah 49.
From 24 to 26. I want us to confess it out loud.
Isaiah 49:24-26.
We've all found it. Can we go on? Pray be taken from the mighty or the lawful captive delivered. But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood, as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know, and I, the Lord, am thy Savior, thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Wonderful scripture, that one.
It
asks a question in verse 24.
Say,
shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Meaning that some prey are already in the hands of the mighty. All the lawful captive delivered. That is, those who are under captivity because they have to be there. They are legally supposed to be there. They worked into the trap of the enemy with both eyes open.
Nipa ofin o ye ko wa nibe nitori pe won wo nu panpe ota won si laju won kale.
Now those kind of people now that they are the one who cause their own problem.
Oru awon nibe to ja won lo fa wahala.
They went and look for trouble and the trouble caught them.
Awon lo lo wa bilisi.
Now say can those ones still be delivered?
Pe se ru awon nibe to le bo.
There are some people the devil is holding.
Nitori pe awon kan wa ti esu gba mu.
Is legally holding them.
O si leto lati gba won mu.
Well,
yeah.
I was in my territory.
Ibi jeje ni mo wa ladugo temi.
And you went and called yourself.
O si lo po lai.
Fire mi wo.
Fire mi wo.
That in fact should be checking him up.
Fire mi
wo. That's what you call yourself. So I have the right to be checking you up.
Omu leto lati ma je wo ke.
I say ifati mi leyin.
Aboni ifati mu leyin.
So I have the right to be backing you up.
Omu leto lati ma ti leyin.
Oh, Shango wa nwa.
Abi Shango wa nwa.
Shango is looking for him.
Shango,
so I have a right to be looking for you. I was sitting down,
Jeje.
So those ones are lawful captives. The Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. So a person went to commit adultery now, and he caught HIV. It's a lawful captive. Committed his sin is now in bondage. Bible says, don't abort. Abort it. And so the devil now is holding tight to the blood against the person. So
he's
now saying, can those ones too be set free? This Bible says, yes. So even those lawful captives, once they repent and they pray, they shall be delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Listen very well. The two strongest drive in human life
is
number one, the urge to remain alive.
Ife lati wa laye.
Two,
ikeji,
sexual drive.
Ife ibasepo.
Those are the two strongest drives.
Awon meji to nti eniyan to lagbara julo
in the life of men.
Ninu aye omo eniyan.
Now, marriage,
igbeyawo,
is the only divine platform for sex.
Ni kon ni ona ti Olorun fowo si
the only divine platform for sex is what? Marriage. This is why the Bible has two descriptions for sex. If the Bible is talking about the right kind of sex within the context of marriage, it will say, and Abraham knew his wife.
Abraham,
that one is the right one. When it is outside marriage and it is a wrong kind of sex,
he
will say, and a man laid with her. So you know, two different things. The one that is divine is a new wife. Therefore, any sex outside marriage opens you up for an invasion from the pit of hell.
Opens
you up from the pit of hell. It constructs a bad foundation for your marriage. You know the womb has a gate. That gate is what people call virginity. Whoever is the first to break that gate is very, very important. Your blood on the organ of the man is a blood covenant.
Eje eniyan loju ara okunrin o je majemu ti eje.
These are very serious matters.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tó ṣe pàtàkì.
Deeply spiritual.
Tó sì jinlẹ̀ nípa tẹ̀mí.
But they must be explained.
Màá nílò láti ṣàlàyé.
You know, this is Mountain of Fire.
Orí òkè náà ti ṣe ìyanu.
We are different from other ministries.
A yàtọ̀ sí àwọn iléeṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
It's like the army, Nigeria.
Ó dàbí àwọn ọmọ ogun ilẹ̀ Nàìjíríà.
In the army now.
Nínú àwọn ọmọ ogun ilẹ̀ yìí.
You have some soldiers.
A ní àwọn ọmọ ogun kan.
All they do is carry madam's bag to market.
Ohun gbogbo tí wọ́n ń ṣe ni kán máa gbé àpamọ́ ìyàwó ọ̀gá wọn lọ sọ́jà.
They are soldiers.
Ọmọ ogun làwọn náà.
There are some soldiers.
Àwọn ọmọ ogun kan tún wà.
They drive the vehicles.
Ọkọ̀ nìkan ni wọ́n máa ń wà.
They are soldiers.
Ọmọ ogun làwọn náà.
There are some soldiers.
Àwọn ológun kan tún wà.
All they need is to carry trumpet.
Gbogbo nǹkan tí wọ́n máa ń ṣe nìkan máa fún fèrè.
Cha 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 cha. They are soldiers.
Ọmọ ogun làwọn náà.
There are some soldiers.
Àwọn ọmọ ogun kan tún wà.
All they do is to guard this gate, that gate.
Gbogbo iṣẹ́ tí àwọn ń ṣe nìkan máa ṣọ́nà ilé yìí, wọ́n máa ṣọ́nà
ilé kan.
Kan sì máa tẹ̀lé àwọn kan kiri.
But when there is war.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó ogun bá dé.
There are some soldiers they call combatant soldiers.
Àwọn ogun kan wà tó jẹ́ àwọn jagunjagun.
Those are the ones that are at the war front.
Àwọn èèyàn ni wọ́n ràn lọ sójú ogun.
Those ones. Àwọn yẹn normally different from other soldiers.
Wọ́n máa ń yàtọ̀ sáwọn ọmọ ogun.
You see, MFM happens to belong to that combatant one.
Irú àwọn jagunjagun bẹ́ẹ̀ lórí òkè náà ti ṣe
ìyàgbọ́n jẹ. Sometimes we can be very strange here.
Ìdí rèé tó fi jẹ́ nígbà mìíràn a lè jọ ẹni tó ṣe àjèjì.
But all the other churches today are soldiers. All of
them are soldiers. Àwọn ilé ìjọsìn yòókù náà ọmọ ogun ni
wọ́n. We are all soldiers, but the kind of ministry we have here.
Ṣùgbọ́n irú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ tá a ní ní.
To fight at the war front.
Ní àwọn tó ń jagun lójú ogun.
We may occasionally preach things that many people don't like.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan a lè wàásù àwọn nǹkan tí gbogbo èèyàn fẹ́.
Like when we say go and remove the queen of the coast attachment from your ear, they say
no, I don't want to remove.
But somebody who has never seen queen of the coast before.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí ò rí ayaba omi rí.
And you are telling him that he is like queen of the coast. No one understand.
Ó jọ ayaba omi kò lè yé.
Because he is not a warfare person. He doesn't know.
Ó ló pé kò ń ṣe jagunjagun.
But a fellow who has confronted her.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó ti gbógun tì í rí.
And knows how she dresses.
Ó sì mọ bó ṣe ń múra.
He said this one is like that woman.
Ó sì sọ fún wọn pé gbé obìnrin yẹn lílé
ìdílé. Because he is not a combatant one. No one understand.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí kì í ṣe jagunjagun kò lè yé.
So we have ice cream soldiers.
A ní àwọn ọmọ ogun wàrà ìkàsì.
We have the combatant ones.
Sì láwọn jagun jagun.
So that's why I'm telling you these things.
Ìdílé tí mo ń sọ àwọn
spiritual
fún wa tó jinlẹ̀ nípa tẹ̀mí.
The bottom of many of the warfare we are fighting now.
Ohun tó sì tẹ́lẹ̀ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ogun tẹ̀mí tá à ń jà nísìnyí.
Many of us here are firstborns.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ tá a wà ń bí àkọ́bí ọmọ ni wá.
Most of the firstborns they are just to open the gate.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn àkọ́bí wọn kàn wà láti ṣí náà ni.
They use them to open the gate.
Wọ́n máa ń lò wọn láti lànà.
You know, when you're a pioneer, you are the first person to start something.
Nígbà tí èèyàn bá jẹ́ ẹni àkọ́kọ́ tó bẹ̀rẹ̀
ohun kan. It is you who will see the most troublesome wahala.
Òun ni yóò rí àwọn ìdààmú tó pọ̀ jùlọ.
That's why many firstborns they are there.
Ìdí rèé tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àkọ́bí fi wà.
They are junior brothers, junior sisters are first.
Àwọn àbúrò wọn lọ́kùnrin lóbìnrin wọ́n ń ṣe rere.
They are not.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò ṣe rere.
Because they have used them to clear the gate.
Wọ́n ti lò wọ́n láti lànà.
You follow what I'm saying?
Ohun tí mò ń sọ yìí yé wa.
So you must be very attentive.
A gbọ́dọ̀ fetí sílẹ̀.
If a man goes to sleep with a prostitute.
Bí ọkùnrin kan bá lọ bá panṣágà obìnrin sùn.
Demons from the last seven men that she slept with.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù láti ara àwọn ọkùnrin méje tó bá sùn kẹ́yìn.
Will enter the man.
Wọ́n wọnú ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀.
Then all the spirit husbands that are available.
Tó gba àwọn ọkọ ọ̀run tó sì wà.
Will be harassing the man.
Yóò máa yọrọ ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ lẹ́nu.
Because he's sleeping with their wives, you see.
Torí pé àwọn ìyàwó wọn ló ń bá sùn.
If a woman sleeps with a loose man.
Bí obìnrin kan bá ọkùnrin oníṣekúṣe sùn.
It doesn't matter whether somebody is speaking in tongues.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì bóyá ní ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ń pè dé fọ.
Dick's Bible.
Àbò ń gbé Bíbélì ẹ̀rí
wọ̀ kiri. If he says he wants to marry a Christian.
Ó sì lóun fẹ́fẹ́ onígbàgbọ́.
And if that brother is sleeping with you.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó ní arákùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ bá ń bá ọ sùn.
I submit to you that he is not born again.
Ó fi tọ̀wọ̀tọ̀wọ̀ wí fún ọ pé kò dà tún bí kan.
Even if he can sing praise worship like canary.
Ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó lè kọrin ìsìn. Bí ẹyẹ àwòkọ.
It's not born again.
Kò dà tún bí.
So after fornication.
Lẹ́yìn àgbèrè.
He will give himself a thorough birth.
yo fura re ni iwe to mo
flit perfume all over the body
yo fi olorun didun sara
se tao at war
oluwa iwe ni o ye
wo is not born again
o da tun bi.
And if you have that kind of person,
what is he doing?
You better run.
Because
the way he's sampling that girl,
it's
the way he has been sampling them. So if a woman steals a loose man, demons from the last seven women that
he
slept with will enter the woman. And their spiritual wives too will be harassing her for sleeping with their husband. Amen. You know, sex is normally for physical elements. Like animals, plants. But why should spirit beings be interested in sex? When the thing is for physical beings. Why? The Bible tells us.
Really, so far.
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. When two people engage in sex, spiritually they become one flesh. They become one flesh. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at what it says from verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. God forbid. It cannot even be heard. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body, that is, his own enemy. So if witches are already fighting you from your family, you have a problem with household wickedness. Now you now top it with fornication. What you are doing is that you are helping to defeat yourself. You are assisting your enemy to destroy you. So the mystery behind sex, two people having sex are joined together in one flesh. There is a spiritual mystery behind sex. Your soul, your spirit, and your body, they are now joined together to that fellow. So the spirits know this very well. Sex is so powerful that it unites spirit and soul. It unites them. The only other thing that has this kind of power is blood covenant. This is why some find it very difficult to break away from certain relationships.
Ìdílé tó fi máa ń ṣòro fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ láti gbé ara wọn gbà kúrò nínú àwọn ìbáṣe ọ̀rẹ́ kan.
You have become one flesh with that person in the spirit.
Ìtòrí pé nínú ẹ̀mí ó ti di ara kan pẹ̀lú onítọ̀.
This is why sleeping with many partners fragment your soul.
Ìdílé tó fi jẹ́ bí bá ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn sùn, ó máa ń pín ọkàn ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹ́lẹyẹ̀lẹ.
Because marriage is a covenant binding two people together for life.
Nítorí má ìgbéyàwó jẹ́ májẹ̀mú tó so ènìyàn méjì papọ̀ títí láé.
Binding them together for life.
Ó so wọ́n pọ̀ títí láé.
So wicked spirits now.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú wà yìí.
In an attempt to keep a person under bondage forever.
Níbi wọ́n ti ń fẹ́ láti fi ènìyàn sínú ìgbèkùn títí láé.
The trans have sex with them.
Wọ́n wá gbìyànjú láti bárú àwọn ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ sùn.
Once they do that.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá sì ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
You are now joined together with that wicked spirit.
Onítọ̀hún ti wá darapọ̀. Pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí búburú ọ̀hún.
They now seek to marry the person off in the spirit.
Wọ́n wà pinnu wọn máa dábàá àti fẹ́ onítọ̀hún nínú ẹ̀mí.
And is the source of a great problem.
Ó sì wá jẹ́ orísun ìṣòro ńlá.
Marine spirits.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí omi.
Witchcraft spirits.
Ẹ̀mí àjẹ́.
Familiar spirits.
Ẹ̀mí mèrè.
Are sometimes.
Nígbà mìíràn.
Not really interested in marriage.
Wọn ò kì í nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí ìgbéyàwó.
But in pollution.
Ṣùgbọ́n àdàlù ni wọ́n fẹ́
bí wọlé.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kó àdàlù wọnú ayé onítọ̀.
That is why they now go to the person spiritually and they are committing immorality with the person.
Ìdílé tí wọ́n fi máa ń tọ ẹni náà wá nípa tẹ̀mí wọ́n á sì báṣepọ̀.
They act like spiritual mosquitoes.
Wọ́n ń ṣe bí yànmùyànmú nípa tẹ̀mí.
Spreading satanic deposit from one person to the other.
Tí wọ́n ń pín àrùn sátánì láti ara ẹnìkan sẹ́lòmíì.
We call them spiritual rapists.
À ń pè wọ́n ní afipábánilò nípa tẹ̀mí.
There are many of them in the environment.
Wọ́n sì pọ̀ láyìíká.
Amen.
Àmì.
It means that.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé.
When a person.
Nígbà tí ẹnìkan.
Is working.
Tó bá ń rìn.
And this wicked spirit look at this person.
Tí àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú yìí bá sì wo onítọ̀.
How can we make this one of us?
Báwo la ṣe lè fi eléyìí ṣe ọ̀kan nínú wa?
How can we ensure that the soul of this one is sealed forever?
Báwo la ṣe lè fi èdìdí di ayé ẹni?
How can we pollute this life?
Báwo la ṣe lè kó àdàlù wọnú ayé ẹni?
They introduce spiritual sex.
Wọ́n wá mú ìbáṣepọ̀ nípa tẹ̀mí wọlé.
Here, beloved,
níbí yàrá,
lies 90%.
Ni ọ̀pọ̀ ọgọ̀rọ̀ nínú àwọn ìṣòro.
Of the problems about marriage.
Tó wà nínú ìgbéyàwó.
That most spinsters and bachelors have.
Tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àpọ́n àti wúndíá máa ń ní wà.
The Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord.
Bíbélì wí pé ọkàn ènìyàn tàbí ẹ̀mí ènìyàn òun ni fìtílà Olúwa.
These powers are candle polluters.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí àti agbára wọ̀nyí wọ́n jẹ́ àwọn tó ń kó àdàlù bá fìtílà wọn.
It's important for us to pray.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì fún wa láti gbàdúrà.
That this spirit should release the candle of our lives.
Pé kí àwọn ẹ̀mí wọ̀nyí kó fi fìtílà ayé wa sílẹ̀.
To release the candle of our lives.
Kí wọ́n fi fìtílà ayé wa sílẹ̀.
Once they pollute that candle.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá kó àdàlù bá àbẹ́là
wọn. That thing will be polluted.
Gbogbo ohun yòókù yóò gba àdàlù.
So you have what to call spirit wives.
Ohun tí à ń pè ní ayé ọ̀run wà.
You have what to call spirit husbands.
Ọkọ ọ̀run sì wà pẹ̀lú.
They are very very destructive.
Wọ́n jẹ́ apanirun.
They hate marriage with perfect hatred.
Wọ́n kórira ìgbéyàwó lákòótán.
They hate marriage with perfect hatred.
Wọ́n kórira ìgbéyàwó lákòótán.
Perfect hatred.
Lákòótán.
And there are different categories.
Wọ́n sì wà lónírúurú ìsọ̀rí.
Some are physical.
Àwọn kan wà nípa tara.
Some people can actually see them.
Àwọn ènìkan tiẹ̀ máa ń rí wọn.
They will come in the form of a man.
Wọ́n wà bí ènìyàn.
Some will actually, they're not sleeping.
Nígbà mìíràn ẹlòmíì ò ní sùn.
And they feel that somebody is violating them.
Wọ́n sì máa mọ̀ ọ́ lára pé ẹnìkan ń bá wọn ṣe.
They're not sleeping.
Wọ́n ò sọ.
You know something is happening to them.
Wọ́n mọ̀ pé
nǹkan kan ṣẹlẹ̀ fún
wọn. Wọ́n ò sùn.
They know that by themselves they are getting excited.
Wọ́n mọ̀ pé nínú ara wọn le.
There is sexual excitement.
Nípa ìbáṣepọ̀ ara wọn le.
Inside the body.
Nínú ara.
The enemy is using this to destroy marriage.
Ọ̀tá sì ń lo eléyìí láti pa ìgbéyàwó run.
Some of them are conscious ones. Some are unconscious ones. The unconscious ones are more than the conscious ones.
At least
those who have spirit wife and spirit husband, and they don't know. And the reason the enemy hides from such people
is
because he knows that if you know,
that
you will completely deal with it. So for such people, they hide. You don't know that the one disturbing you, we have what to call spiritual prostitutes. I'm talking about categories of these spiritual spirit husbands now.
So there
are physical ones,
there
are conscious ones,
there
are unconscious ones, there are spiritual prostitutes.
We
just go about polluting people's lives. We have those who are wandering spirits from A to B, from B to C. We have spiritual twins, like I said last night. Spiritual twin. And they can be spiritual or spirit husbands. We have the wicked and violent ones. Wicked and violent ones. I've seen sisters who wake up in the morning with pains in their reproductive organs. Because of violent sex that they had in the dream. And they felt the pain to real life. I've seen men who woke up in the morning with very violent pain. Some of them can even smell the woman they were sleeping with in their dream. When they woke up, they find themselves on the bed. We have the masquerading ones. Use the face of somebody else. Use the face of somebody else. They are there. We have the family ones. There are some families, they have their own family, spirit wife, family, spirit husband.
They've
married everybody.
Family.
We have the internal ones. Those are the most dangerous. They wait for a person to sleep. They come out and start on the person.
There's
so many of them. Carrying out this evil assignment. We have the hermaphrodite spirits. They come with both organs, male and female, and they are causing confusion. When this kind of thing is in place, whether you know about it or you don't know about it, they initiate people. That is the evil function number one. They initiate people. Through the sex, the person becomes one flesh with them. Two, they shake away one's
passion.
Somebody is meant to prosper, they shake it out.
There
are some people, anytime they have important interview or very serious things to do, that night they will have sex in the dream, and that's the end of that thing. I've seen it happen to so many men. Three, they drain off the power of God from a person's life. Drain off that power. Four, they cause late marriage or no marriage at all. If the marriage now takes place, they will show the woman hell. They will show the husband too hell. And they may even ensure that the woman has no child. Five, misfortune. Six, profitless hard work from this kind of spirits.
That owo ru awon emi be.
Seven
ikeje
marital confusion.
Rurururu inu igbeyawo.
We come in.
You wole.
It's fine that this person is married, but this the husband will be beating the person up.
You wole oko abi o ti se igbeyawo sugbon won ri gbopo ninu obirin ohun.
Somebody is about to marry.
Eni kan fe se igbeyawo.
A week to the wedding, the fiancé dies in a crash.
O ku ose kan en to fe si ku ninu ijamba oko.
During the period of courtship, there is a very big fight.
Lakoko igba ti won se bere afesona ija nla bele.
And both of them go their separate ways.
Awon eje si pin ya.
Oh,
abi?
One day the woman will just hit the man.
Lord
for no reason.
Obirin ya ko korira okunrin ohun. Lai
ti
ani ma lo.
And that's it.
O ti pari ni.
And then she gets another person.
As it won dey lo mi.
One hatred will just develop.
Korira kan tun dide actually ma ba ti e lo.
How is these people that are causing it?
Awon won yi lo fa.
The spirits.
Awon mi won yi.
That's why you find people after engagement.
Leyin igba ton ti se dano.
There will be disagreement again.
Won ede tun ni yede mo.
During courtship.
Laarin igba wo mi wo.
Some men will keep postponing the marriage.
Awon ko e ma ti a ma sun igbeyawo yen si waju.
Next year.
The odun ton bo.
When is necessary and next year.
The odun ton bo. Asin the odun ton bo.
Next year again.
Wa to di
adu ni 3 years.
Say adu odun meta.
Meanwhile the woman is getting old.
Obirin si ndagba o.
And the man is not serious.
Okunrin ohun o si mura gbe.
This spirit wife and spirit husband.
Oko orun ati aye orun.
Some will agree to marry today, tomorrow they call it off again.
Won fi mosoko pa won se gbeyawo leni sugbon to ba tun ya won tun wo gbele.
Beautiful ladies, handsome men with everything they need.
Obirin to lewa.
Then the enemy just stands in that. See how you do it.
How do you feel good about it?
So God's intention is that marriage between man and woman should be in the physical realm.
Ohun ni pe ki igbeyawo laarin okunrin ati obirin ko wa nipa ti ara.
But the devil by his wicked manipulation has put so many people under conscious, unconscious, terrible bondage.
O ti wa fi opolopo eniyan sabe ide boya won mo abi won mo o ti buru
by involving them most times without their active participation.
Opolopo gba mu won wo won si fowo si funra won.
In spiritual marriage,
ninu igbeyawo ninu emi,
it's the bottom line of the problems.
Okunkundun oro ohun niyan.
So such people will be having sexual intercourse in the dream.
Gbogbo awon nibe won ma ni ibasepo loju ala.
Some will be having pregnancies and children in the dream.
Awon elomiran won ma loyun won si ma bimo loju ala.
This will block all avenues to a good marriage.
Eleyi asi tina mo gbogbo igbeyawo
lele. And so other problems will happen.
Onururu isoro mi asi ma wole.
Are you saying okay? How does somebody acquire this kind of thing?
There
are several things that can cause it. Number one is the protection rights that our parents sometimes do for us. Without your knowledge,
maybe
the person was having problems,
you
came to a prophet or herbalist for prayer, so
you
just marry the person to a higher spirit,
so
that spirit will protect the person from the one troubling the person before. It causes this kind of thing. Participating in all this, there were traditional and cultural dances. Those spirits who love that kind of thing. Sexual perversion. Fornication. Adultery. Incest. Masturbation. Lesbianism. Homosexuality. Pornography. Which is now becoming so common in Nigeria. Abortion. Prostitution. Filthy sexual thoughts.
Àwọn èrò tó dọ̀tí nípa ìbáṣepọ̀.
Sexual flashback.
Àwọn níní èrò pípadà sẹ́yìn nípa ìbáṣepọ̀.
Flirting seduction, all those loss of the eyes, oral sex, anal sex, open the door to spirit wife and spirit husband, and they come in and start causing problems. Indecent dressing and some form of hair dressing and some form of adornment attract both men and spirits. If you're a sister and you don't want to give up wearing your trousers, don't worry, that means the spirit husband will not leave the person alone.
And
because as men are admiring your shape inside the trousers,
it's
the spirit husband's like it. I want the person to remain like that so they can finish the person off. What are we going to do tonight? Because I want to stop here because we need time to pray. The first thing is to repent. Identify the door by which it came and make a thorough repentance. And you have to be specific, you see. You have to mention the name of every man or woman that you have slept with. One by one. And begin to confess your sin and ask for cleansing for each person. You must try and pray that God should give you memory to remember them. That's the first repentance. Number two, if you have their gifts or whatever in your hand, return it or destroy it. Whether it's TV or radio, or bed, or wristwatches, and you're no longer moving with such men, throw it away. Or give it back to them. Don't use them, because it will reinforce the powers of the spirit. Number three is to plead the redemptive power of the blood of Jesus. One, repent. Two, reject their gifts. Plead the redemptive power in the blood. Four is to renounce the marriage. Renounce it. And there are so many scriptures you can use to renounce this kind of thing. Look at Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 22 from 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Listen to this. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God. So spirits are not supposed to marry. That's the first point you have against them. Tell them that spirits are not supposed to marry. So you don't have any right to come to my own life. Two. Another scripture you can use against them. In Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus 19, ye shall keep my statutes.
Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy food with mingled seed.
That's
not even, what we need is the first one. You should not allow your cattle to gender with diverse
kind.
The second thing you tell this spirit,
that
the Bible says diverse kinds are not allowed to gender. Me, I'm a human being, and you are an angel or a spirit. No relationship with the two of us. You see, this principle is also in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4. The principle is also there. 1 Timothy 5:18, the principle is also there. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another scripture you can use is the popular 1 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. You tell the creature that since I'm a new, you tell the spirit of my spirit that since I'm a new creature in Christ, and I'm dead in Christ. The Bible says if one partner dies in a marriage, that marriage is now nullified.
I'm
dead in Christ. So whatever marriage I had with you before,
it's
now broken. According to Romans chapter
7,
look at it from verse
1.
Romans 7 from verse 1 to
4.
Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth? For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. You follow it? That's what the Bible says. Since you are now dead in Christ,
your
marriage is rendered null and void. Another scripture you can use against them.
It's
2 Corinthians 11:3. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear, lest by any means a serpent beguile him, that through his subtlety, let's read it from verse 2. Sorry. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I
have
exposed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. You will tell the spirit that I am now married to Jesus. So, and he's jealous over me. No other must lay claim on my life. And you tell that you use that scripture. Another scripture you can use. Deuteronomy 24. Verse 1 to 4. Deuteronomy 24. Verse 1 to 4. That one talks about issuing a certificate of divorce. So you issue a certificate of divorce against the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
When you have done all this, then you go and sin no more.
When you have make your mind up in the spirit,
that
you won't go back to this kind of mess. It is then whatever spirits inside can leave. It is then you can pray that their deposit should depart from your life. This is the battle we are here to fight this evening. This is why I say we are touching a very violent now.
The
devil does not want us talking about this kind of thing. Because it opens the eyes of people, and you know where you direct your warfare. I was speaking to some people this morning. I said, when you pray to the right level, then you will know who you are. The day you know who you are, your breakthrough will come completely. Look at the book of Isaiah. Don't worry. Chapter 1. The man was preaching hell and fire and brimstone. Chapter 2, he was issuing fiery judgments. Chapter 3, he was talking tough.
Four,
he was breathing fire. Five, he was issuing acidic prophecies. But with all those things he was saying, he didn't know who he was. Until one day, he saw the Lord. When he saw the Lord, he knew who he was. He said, I am undone. I am undone. So this is me. So I'm like this. Me that I call myself a prophet. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips. I live in the midst of people with unclean lips. God said, okay, no problem. Open your mouth. God drop his fire into his mouth. And since that time, the man began to see Jesus. Began to talk about Messiah. The prophecies from chapter 6 of Isaiah to the end, it's like you are reading the New Testament. That's why they call him evangelist of the Old Testament. Because in his book you find the gospel of the New Testament clearly preached. What happened to Isaiah? He saw himself. Rise up on your feet. Many of us need to see ourselves. When you see yourself for who you really are,
a
breakthrough has started. Then you will know how to pray. You will know what to say. You will know what to tackle. God will have opened your eyes. And then you know, so this is where you people are hiding. Then you can do sharp shooting. Spiritually, lay your hand one hand on your belly button, one hand on your head. Don't say anything now until I ask you to say something. Just lay it there and concentrate on Jesus. Keep your eyes closed, because tonight what the enemy has thought will not be possible, all of a sudden,
Lord,
you find that the secret of the enemy shall be exposed. All of a sudden,
Lord,
you just find that the freedom that you cannot find in your spiritual life suddenly fall upon you. And all of a sudden,
Lord,
you just find that the chains of marital blockage
will
have been completely torn to pieces. All of a sudden, you find that the satanic pregnancy that is in your womb, you don't know, will have jumped out. All of a sudden, you find that the powers that have been controlling your family and that was on your mother or father that is now affecting you, the power will just release you and run away. All of a sudden, you find that the covenant you have made with the fellow that broke your virginity will be broken. And that blood covenant shall be completely wiped out. And then you will see the glory of God. The glory of God. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. You will open your mouth like fire and like thunder. You will say, Spirit has come.
Oh, we say, Akaru.
And if you're a man, you say, Spirit,
you want?
Release me by fire. Freedom. Beloved,
Ara,
you have to open your mouth and really pray. These are stubborn sexual demons. And for many people, they have been there for years. Say every spirit has
been.
I divorce you by the blood of Jesus.
Open
your mouth and begin to pray.
Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus. Let there be silence now. The deliverance is going on already. The satanic wedding rings have been removed. Divorce is going on in the spirit. And everything they have planted in the womb, in the reproductive organs, I command them to come out of the place. You can't stay there. You cannot stay there. Aha. Whatever they have planted in your womb, push it out. Yes. Yes, it's coming. It's coming. Yes. Push it out. Oh Lord, let your fire come upon this place. And as your fire is coming down, let every anti-marriage yoke begin to break. Yes. I command you to break completely. Break, in the name of Jesus. That's right. You can't hide.
Ole farapamu.
You cannot hide.
Ole farapamu.
Today is that day.
Oni lojo na.
Where you must release God's people.
To God of fear,
I cast you out.
Oni oja di.
Of the head. I cast you out.
Oni oja
di. Of the breast. I cast you out.
Oni oja
di. Of the womb. I cast you out.
Oni oja
di. Of the lips. I cast you out. Of the legs. I cast you out. 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 I cast you out.
Oni oja di.
In the name of Jesus. Of God,
I want to
release down to this gathering.
What is your colors?
With their flaming sword of fire, and they are cutting away every demonic linkage. Yes, every link. Every evil link with your mother. Every evil link with any witchcraft. I cut you off. In the name of Jesus. And that spirit that has been pushing your partner away from you, I
bind
it and cast it out. Yes. Beloved, many things are happening now. It is time for you now to possess your possession. Get yourself ready now. There is a release in the heavens. The partners are being released. Aha, Ben. Beloved, because I say release the heavens now. Breakthroughs are being released in an unbelievable way. You will not pray like this. Every power working against my marriage.
ìyàwó mi.
Fall down down.
Ṣubú lulẹ̀ kú.
Nílẹ̀ náà wá ṣì
lórí sọ Jésù. Jesus, there we pray. Put out your hands while you increase the tempo of your prayers. Say this loud and clear. Every handiwork of household witchcraft. Gbogbo iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ àjà ìdílé. In my marriage. Lórí ìgbéyàwó mi. We want to destroy them by fire. Afẹ́ pawọ́ ro pẹ̀lú iná.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Because household witchcraft has been responsible for so many hardships that many people are passing through in their marriages.
Torí àjẹ́dí lílo fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wàhálà tí a ń là kọjá
lórí. Every handiwork of household witchcraft. Gbogbo iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ àjẹ́ ìdílé. In my marriage.
Lórí ìgbéyàwó mi.
I desire you today.
Páàrí lórí.
Ṣé
orúkọ Jésù?
Àwọn olùkọ́. Destroy the holy war. Destroy it. Cry aloud like this.
That's it.
Every family spirit husband or spirit wife.
Gbogbo ọkọ ọrọ̀ àbí ayọ̀ ọ̀run ti ìdílé.
If family spirit husband or spirit wife is there,
bi ọkọ ọrun tabi ayọ ọrun lati idile re ba n bẹ nibẹ,
harassing the whole of that family,
this is yọ gbogbo idile yi lẹnu,
I will be tormenting them,
yo mo tọmọ lu,
you want to cry aloud against them,
ke tọtọ lu di si
won, every family spirit husband or spirit wife,
gbogbo ọkọ ọrun abi ayọ ọrun ti idile mi,
release me by fire.
Come on, we know.
In the name of Jesus,
command them to release you.
We
must release you.
Command them to release you.
Aha!
Command them to release you. That is it. 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 Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Command to release you. Family spirit husband. All you family spirit husband, spirit wives, I bind you and your powers.
So there, your call, I'll be on your roof, I'll be on you.
I bind you and your powers.
Release your captive.
Release your captive. Release your captive. Release your captive. Release your captive. Release your captive. Release your captive. Release your captive. Release your captive. Now, now, now. Aha. Aha. Oh, yes. Let's wait for that. Let's wait for that.
Aja farabale.
Oh yes. Aha.
Ben.
You family spirit husband. You family spirit
wives.
I stand against your power. I stand against your existence. Is anyone's life tonight? Now pack your load. Pack your load. Pack your load. Pack your load. Go. 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 Aha.
That is.
You internal spirit husband.
Iwo ko oro ati ayo oro ati nuwa.
You internal spirit wife.
Iwo ayo oro ati nuwa.
I bind you and your power.
So be on your attack.
Back your load and go now. Back your load now. Back your load. Go. 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 Look at it, 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 look at it. Aha,
Benny.
Go out now.
Jabi ba
depart by fire.
Ma fi sile
pelu ile. Depart by fire.
Kuro pelu ile.
Use your captain.
So what dey re?
In the name of Jesus.
Orukọ Jesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Orukọ Jesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Orukọ Jesu.
Aha,
Benny.
Now, every covenant that they made with anyone who broke your virginity.
So madam, you want to pelu any to ja
any evil covenant.
And madam, we be keeping
any evil covenant.
Madam, we be
that you made with the person that broke your virginity.
So pelu any to ja ibare re.
Or you broke the person's virginity.
I
stand against all such covenants
tonight. Madam, we
I command you to be broken in Jesus' name.
Aha!
Break now,
Father.
Break
now, Father, you
don't say anything.
Just keep quiet.
Let's go.
Let us
break now. Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Break now.
Let every contrary spirit that has entered into anyone's life,
that keep up well, make any to buy any kind of
through that process,
let's pass and say,
come out by fire.
That is
now,
in the
name of Jesus,
for Jesus.
Ah, ah, that's it, that's it.
Yeah.
Out now,
that is all.
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 Come out now,
that is all.
That is it.
Only
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 I extract that spirit husband.
Money walk on me.
And every contrary spirit husband.
As you go where me walk on me.
From everyone's body now.
You know I
come out from the body.
Come out from your 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 body.
Now,
aha,
then,
oh yes. That is it, that is it,
only
that is it,
only yeah,
that is it,
only
come out now,
come out now,
daddy,
come out now,
daddy,
any spirit or by any spirit wife,
and you are
residing in anyone's life,
come out now,
come
out now,
come
out now. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha.
Ben.
Are you tired?
So to rewind.
Are you tired?
About to show up.
If you are not tired, shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Now say this loud and clear. Every staff of evil covenant. Raised up against my life. I dash you to pieces now. Every staff of evil covenant. Raise up against my marriage. I
just
you to pieces now.
For you see what
I in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth
and pray.
So God, you are.
Oh yes, oh yes, Maribaka City Shidibo.